This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Why are Swifties freaking out?
I was just reading it this morning that Swifties are now losing their mind a little bit because yesterday she put up a video of her dancing. Well, it's just like a screenshot of this video brought to you by YouTube or something. But it's in the background, her dancers have canes and top hats. And in the caption, it says, a fortnight till Paris. So a lot of people are just freaking out because it says, since when do the backup dancers have top hats and canes? And then somebody else wrote, Taylor has a lot of explaining to do with this one. But the speculation is that she's going to be changing up the Eras tour and adding in some stuff from the new album.
I looked up how long is a fortnight? 2 weeks.
Oh.
So that's what that message means. Something's happening in 2 weeks. Is that when she's going to Paris?
I guess so. I don't know. When is she in Paris? We gave away the trip. It is coming up in May, but yeah. Also, there's a lot of speculation that she's going to be dropping May 3rd, she's going to be dropping another edition to the Tortured Poets Department album, because there's all these signs that Swifties have found that are recognizing the date May 3rd. So people are thinking it's going to be more music or maybe more tours. We'll see.
I was just reading a blurb about Katy Perry. Growing up, Katy Perry was not allowed to eat Lucky Charms cereal because luck was linked to the devil.
Yeah, her parents were very, very religious.
Yeah, her family also called deviled eggs angeled eggs. They wouldn't call them deviled eggs.
Mm.
But I don't know. They seem to support her because People Magazine just came out with an article about 12 hours ago of her on the red carpet. She was honored with the Colleagues Champion of Children Award for her work with the Firework Foundation. And there she is with her parents, who are all decked out, side by side, standing there supporting her. Her dad's wearing like a suit that's all bedazzled. He's looking all fancy. She's wearing like a nice, very...
lovely dress.
Lovely white dress. Yeah. Now, when we talk about Jennifer Lopez, you know, everybody was saying the other day, the reason why Jennifer Lopez or Ben Affleck looks so unhappy is because Jennifer Lopez's career is tanking. Where is Katy Perry's career? You know, she's not an American Idol anymore. When was the last time she came out with new music? Like, would you characterize that as her career tanking, or is it just sort of that ebb, you know, how careers ebb and flow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're busy for a while, then you're not, and then you're busy, and maybe the next album does better than the other, and this one not so much.
She has new music coming out soon, and she said that it is the best music she has ever recorded.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
When is this happening?
I don't know. It's coming soon. But we were talking about this a little bit yesterday on the hot list. And I am like, I want like the boob fireworks.
I want cupcakes.
Katy Perry back.
Yeah. You want fun pop Katy.
Yes. But she also has a big fashion line too, Jeff. I don't know if you're aware with shoes. She makes some of the cutest, fun shoes that are out there.
Yeah.
They're also picnic kind of inspired. Like say if she has some really fun sandals where she'll put like little cherries on them or little cupcakes or little slides that have sprinkles.
Oh.
So she's, and she also took time to have a child, and that's kind of what she's been talking about, how raising her daughter, Daisy, has been going really well for her because she was doing American Idol. She had time to hang out with the family.
Right.
But now that she's done with that, she's ready to make the new music and kind of see where that goes.
Do the next thing.
Yeah. Plus her husband, Orlando Bloom, has been working his face off. He has a brand new show out where he does a bunch of extreme, kind of like Bear Grylls kind of stuff, where he's, you know, climbing the side of a mountain or doing extreme
living things. Inside the outer shell of a dead camel.
No, I don't know.
And maybe Kitty's like, will you just cut the crap and get the hell home? What are you even doing?
Well, and that's the thing, though, too. It's like I saw an interview with him where he was talking about this show on the Today Show. And he was like, I really couldn't tell her everything because she would freak out about it. It's called To the Edge. And it's all about how it's on Peacock.
Okay.
And he like drives like a race car. He like climbs the side of a mountain and all these things.
Like, cut the, your kid needs a father. Stop this right now.
Yeah. But I do want to see new music from her because I do like when she is, you know, bubblegum pop Katy Perry.
Now, does she want us to call her Catherine like Orlando does?
I don't think so. She's saying that her new upcoming single is going to be one of her biggest songs ever.
Well, that's great. Again, she's another one of those artists that I don't think there's a song that she came out with I didn't like.
Mm. I have a list.
Some of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Dark Horse.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that wasn't one of my favorites.
E.T., remember that piece?
Yeah.
Terrestrial! When she's screaming.
Okay, so those two.
Those two.
It's a short list.
Yeah.
I did get to meet her a long time ago. A million years ago when she was at Ohio State. I think it was on the firework tour.
Yeah, there's a great picture. You, Holly, and her. And Katy Perry.
With Kitty Perry. So it's Katy Perry, Kitty Perry, who is the cat mascot that she was traveling with at the time.
That's funny.
And then Katy Perry. And so in full disclosure, I'll have to put this picture up because it's a really fun picture because we do like a Charlie's Angels type thing with like we're holding our little fingers up and stuff.
Oh, I've seen that one.
It's that was cute. Camp.
That's a good one.
But in full disclosure, we were wasted, Holly and I, because Katy Perry made us wait to get to the meet and greet. So what they did was but listen, it gets really good. So she puts us all in this room at the Ohio State University and they come on and they say, look, she's running late. She's going to be about an hour and a half to 2 hours late, but we have the bar open for you guys. If you want to have some drinks, hang out. So at that point, all we're doing is just drinking for 2 hours until we get to meet Katy Perry, which, by the way, when they finally took us downstairs to meet her, we were like, hey, girl, woo! And Holly says, like, you know, we finally have our moment with Katy Perry, and I'm being very quiet because I don't want her to know that we have been drinking. And Holly gives her like a high five and goes, we're just a couple of girls trying to make it in radio. And she high-fives Katy Perry, and they're just looking at us, and we're like, okay, where do we go now? And then they just kind of kicked us out. So our little 2 seconds with Katy Perry was very fun.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
7-day work week, let alone a 4. And America is divided about whether or not to wash new clothes before wearing them. What do you do? It is Friday, the 26th of April, 2024. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Let's start with a common human experience that no one ever really discusses for some reason. This is something that we've all done or maybe experienced but don't talk about. Someone put together a list, and I'll go through them. You know.
See if we do them?
Yeah. How many of these things have you experienced?
All right.
When you get a call from a weird number and immediately Google it.
Every time.
I've got, what's that app? It's pretty good. It's called Reverse Lookup, I think.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
And 9 times out of 10, if it doesn't have a name attached to it, it'll tell you it's just high, you know, it's known for its high spam complaint rate. When your flight doesn't board for an hour and you need to eat, but you walk to your gate first anyway, just to make sure it's there.
Yeah.
That's funny.
We have to always see where the gate is, I think, just to gauge just how far away we can go. Because, you know, like sometimes at CVG, you might be in the first block and then there's a long line of bathrooms, shops, food, et cetera. So I feel like we have to walk past everything to get to the gate to see what the options are of how close we can go and what we can have.
Also, the lay of the land.
I think at some point in traveling, the gate has changed.
Yes.
And you don't always know.
Oh, yeah.
So you walk and you look at the screen and you're like, okay, it's going to Cancun. That's where we're going. Yes. And then you get to Cancun, you have a great time, and then you leave, and they don't tell you the gate that you're going to be at until literally where the plane lands and drives to. Oh, it's at 26.
Yeah, they tell you that when you get, like, once you go through security, they're like, keep checking the TV because it's going to change.
Yeah, there's some travel blogger or travel influencer out there who says she never goes to airport lounges or you know how the airlines, they have like there's the Delta Sky Club or the Admirals Club. She never goes to those because she has this weird thing where she doesn't like to not be right at the gate. Like she's got this fear where if she's in the lounge or not near the gate that she's somehow going to miss her flight. So she doesn't do them, even though she qualifies, even though she could. She has access to them.
She can give it to me. I'll go to the club for you, lady.
Yeah, right. how about this? This has happened to me. You're breathing fine until you lie down, and then all of a sudden your nostrils immediately close up. That happens to me sometimes.
I don't know if I've ever paid attention to that.
Yeah, it'll just suddenly get really hard to breathe. I don't know if it's like the position that I'm in or if it's the night air or something. It doesn't last long. It usually clears right back up, but there is a period of time when I lie down that
you get kind of stuffy.
Yeah. How about this? One pocket holds your phone. That would be my right pocket. The other holds everything else. True story.
Opposite for me. I don't like anything in my pockets.
Yeah, I also just have a purse full of everything I ever needed.
So you just hold the phone in your hand?
Yep. Or it might go in the back pocket if I'm standing somewhere, you know, if I'm at a festival or something.
Yeah.
In the butt pocket.
Do you carry a wallet?
I don't. I do. And it sits out because I don't want it in my pocket.
Do you lose it all the time?
I never carried a wallet. I carried a credit card and a driver's license and some cash, and it went in my front pocket because it was small and thin.
Yeah.
And then Chris's mom was like, a real man should have a wallet. You need a wallet. So now I carry a wallet.
In your back pocket?
Nope. I carry it, and then I set it wherever I go. If I go out to eat, I set it on the table. If I go to someone's house, I leave it in the car.
Wow.
If I'm here at work, it's sitting right here next
That's
to my
really
coffee.
That's really trustworthy, because I feel like I would forget that everywhere I go.
I haven't left it anywhere yet. Knock on wood.
But that's good to know if you need a buck or two for the vending machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have cash in there, do
Tip's
you?
Got his wallet out.
Jeff, the only money in there, the only actual cash is the Denmark money and the Korean money
that I gave.
That you brought back from your
trip.
That's
right. I know. I need to be more consistent. Let's see. When you swallow water in a weird way, and there's that excruciating pain in your chest.
Yeah.
And then it goes away.
And then you're like, sorry, it went down the wrong pipe.
Yeah.
That happens to me sometimes. Or I'll choke on it. And then everybody's like, whoa, COVID? No, calm down.
No, I'm just choking on my water. Choked on myself.
Went
yeah.
down the wrong pipe. When you need a specific item at the grocery store, but someone's standing in front of it, so you pretend to shop for something else until they move out of the way.
Yes. And then you also have this thought, like, well, how long are they really going to do that? And should I throw in an excuse me?
The remote goes missing and you're convinced that the other person is sitting on it even after they check. When you think there's a bug on your neck, but it's just the tag on your shirt.
Ooh, or your hair. Like when your hair kind of flies that way and you're like,
That satisfying feeling when your ear randomly pops and your hearing increases by 50%. Yes. When you walk into a store to buy something, but they don't have it. When you walk out, you feel like you're shoplifting, even though you're not. Yeah, because you walk out of there with nothing. It's like, wait, he didn't go through the register. What? What do you have?
Yeah. Also, what about when
you steal?
What about when you are walking through one of those little things that could buzz? Like if you walk through and it's like beep, 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 like you're stealing something. Like when you walk through that, you're like, I know this is going to go off, but I didn't even buy anything. They're going to think I'm stealing.
Right. So anyway, just some things that everyone does, but never talks about.
It's a good list.
Happy Friday, everyone. Around 1 in 16 Americans don't think there should be such a thing as a Friday celebration heading into the weekend, because they don't think you should even get a weekend. Someone asked over 10,000 people how many days there should be in a standard work week. And 6% think that we should be working 7 days a week.
No way.
And they were all CEOs.
Of course they were.
No, I don't know.
I was going to say, who are these primitive people?
Yeah. Now, the most popular answer was a 5-day work week is most appropriate. That got 45% of the vote. But a 4-day work week was a very close second at 37%. 3% said 6. Another 3% said it should be a 3-day work week. 2% think we should only be working 1 day a week, but again, I go back to 6% who think we should be working 7 days a week. Only around 1 out of 8 people think that a 4-day work week would make us less productive.
Yeah. I feel like that's where I want to be.
Most agreed that it would be good for everyone's mental health.
4-day work week is where it's at.
The poll did not ask how working 7 days a week might affect your mental health.
When are you supposed to get your stuff done if you're working every day?
Your stuff doesn't matter.
I mean, it does. How are you going to wash the clothes, go to the grocery store, get your car worked on?
What if it was like a 5-hour workday 7 days a week, or a 5.5-hour workday 7 days a week?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I still have to
not see with these hours.
I still have to not see you for a couple of days.
No. Okay. We'll work on that 4-day work week.
What would you do? Would you like to do 4 days, or are you,
yes,
you good at 5?
No.
4-day would be ideal.
Yes.
Take off Friday or Monday?
Your choice.
I'm doing Mondays.
I'll do it with you.
Yeah. Fridays are always so fun around here.
Yeah.
I definitely think it's Monday.
You know, and then, you enjoy your weekend, and then Monday you take to get all the stuff done you needed to get done so that you feel like you were able to relax, but you also got stuff done over the weekend.
Yes. Also, think about, like how many Sunday fun days you could have, Jeff. Especially during the summer, a little patio, a little grilling out, getting the Queen City sausage out.
Yep. Here's something Americans are divided. Something else Americans are divided on. It's actually impressive that Americans are divided about everything, including silly stuff like this, like whether or not to wash new clothes before wearing them.
I don't usually.
Oh, yes, you have to.
But if I bought something, like to Tim's point, if I bought something for a specific occasion and it doesn't require any ironing, you know, it's not wrinkled or anything, I'm wearing it as is.
Mm-hmm. Let's be real. I'm usually on my way to Kohl's or Old Navy an hour before where I'm supposed to be somewhere in said outfit.
When you're on the way there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I would like to wash everything before I wear it. But there is an occasion, you know, like a blazer or something like that. You pull the tag off, you put it on, you leave.
Yeah.
You're not going to wash that. But if somebody gives me a t-shirt, or when Patty got us those pajamas for our photo shoot that we did a while ago, I washed everything first.
You mean that's not how we dress and hang out normally?
In our jammies, in our Christmas jammies? No. I mean, yes.
We don't spend the holidays together in our pajamas?
We wake up early and we all get hot cocoa before we go celebrate with our families.
Oh.
That would be cute.
I feel so disillusioned.
Can you imagine the joy you would feel, Jeff, if all four of us woke up together on Christmas morning? And we got to have a little pool of the Dunkin' Christmas blend or whatever it is. And then we were like, all right, love you. Gonna go open the presents with the fam now.
Yeah. And we're gonna open our presents one by one. And I'll open them at once. Yeah, people were asked if they washed newly bought clothes before wearing them. 51% of people said no. But they do say, like, when you order something, it, you know, comes and there's usually like a little note in there that recommends you wash before wearing. For like underwear or swimwear. Yeah.
Or socks, all that stuff for sure.
Right.
Yeah, but remember back in the day when everybody tried everything on? Now we just order, and if we don't like it, we send it back and get the next size up or the next size down.
Yeah.
But we used to try everything on, and that was when I think it really started to gross me out, thinking about all the people that were putting on the same clothes as you. Because not everybody's as clean as you.
But I can't tell you how many charity walks I've done for, you know, this, that, or the other thing, and they'll provide you with a shirt like the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to take that home and wash it and go through the whole thing. I'm just gonna, you know, I might wear something under it, but
yeah, but that stuff's kind of,
I usually just throw them on,
but it's brand new, you know, they printed it and gave it to you.
Some people explain their answer saying, yes, you don't know how many people have handled it. Someone said, no, I should, but it's all downhill after that first wash. They're never the same. Yeah, that's something else.
Like, I agree.
If it fits really well when I first put it on, I know when I wash it, it's gonna really shrink.
Mm-hmm.
Then I won't wash it. Yes, if they're bought in store. No, if they're bought online and come in sealed product packaging. Someone else said yes, but only for undergarments and bathing suits. Someone else said yes, if it's in direct contact with my skin. Otherwise, no. Yeah, that's the other thing, like, about shirts. Like, I wear t-shirts.
Oh, like, most guys do. Do you, Tim?
Underneath?
Yeah, like, wear an underneath shirt?
9 times out of 10, yeah.
Like how women wear tank tops?
Well, I wear, like, actual, like, t-shirts with sleeves underneath my long sleeve because I want that extra layer of protection here.
Oh, for your armpits sweat?
And tanks don't.
Makes sense.
For this kind of shirt.
So you don't sweat through.
Right. But if I'm wearing like a short sleeve shirt, sometimes I will wear a tank underneath that. Yes, they have chemicals on them for storage and excess dye that should be washed off. That's why this person washes their clothes. Okay. So there you go. Oh, somebody said yes. They washed their clothes before wearing it because they saw this topic on an episode of House. Except socks. That's the one thing they don't wash. Nothing stretches over my foot as nicely as a new, never been washed sock. But anyway, I brought up House because the episode from 2005, a patient almost dies because their new bootleg pants were contaminated with a toxin.
Ooh.
And so that was the crux of the episode. Well, that wouldn't have happened if they had washed the pants before wearing them.
Mm. Okay.
From an old episode, 2005 episode of House.
Gross.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That's some of the day's news that didn't make the news. We're going to take a quick break. We got a second date update ghost story.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.